Arambe, ti mo veda, kare makwa karada. Good morning, Oroville. Today is Thursday, 27th of September, and right now it's cloudy and fresh after last night's storm here in Oroville. The weather forecast for today in the area of Pondicherry predicts overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 21 to high of 30 degrees with a heat index of 35 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of rain is on 40%. Later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms and winds from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and chance of rain is on 90%. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 91%, and full moon occurs on Sunday morning at 5:39. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. at Adishakti, Saratan, Tata Kotu, Kovil, Edanchavanadi, we can see theater performance Unselfed, which is a new device performance piece. Unselfed explores subjective ideas and propositions of parallel, multiple selves and experiences of being rendered a non-self. Abandoning conventional linear narratives, the work invites the viewer to a journey into an evocative landscape of non-stories told through visual and physical segments. The piece has been developed through a collaboration between contemporary dancers and theater performers. Director's note says, with Unselfed, we try to make a small attempt at searching for a hybrid form, one which invites the viewer to engage simply with bodies moving in space, with gestures, with objects, movement, images and spoken word, all of which merge together to primary work associations. Unselfed for me is also about the preciousness of being human, of being whole, and the experiences we constantly have, which in one way or another remind us of the preciousness. Sujay Sapal. The show is performed by Bhumika Arora, Ishwari Bose Bhattacharya, Shesharzade Kayobat, Chandana Sarma, Natasha Singh, and is directed by Sujay Sapal. They're asking us not to be late since there's no late admittance and the genre of the performance itself is not suitable for children below 15. The performance is produced by the Company Theatre in association with Shapeshift Collective. And directions to Adishakti for those who maybe haven't been there yet is from, we go to Edanchavanadi Road, diagonally opposite to Hope, next to Universal Farmhouse. This Friday at Solitude Farm and Vegan Sushi, we will listen to a live music of Ukrainian folk and Soviet era songs by Vera and Shakti. Vegan Sushi starts at 7:30 p.m. and they are asking us to call them for reservations on 262-2068 or 9788-665027. And next morning, also on Solitude Farm at 11:30 a.m., they organize tour and lunch to discover permaculture and natural farming in Orville. And in the afternoon, we can join them if we want to have a garden in our community. More and more people are getting excited about having their own garden. People are realizing it is simple, they have land, and it can be used to grow some of their own food. There's a lot of sweetness in this group, and working together, helping each other make our own gardens has a massive value in itself. This week, we meet at Solitude, and we will visit each of the three projects where we made gardens, and we'll see how each of them is evolving. On Tuesday, 2nd of October at 9 a.m. at New Colors, they will have the opening ceremony of the Golden Water Project. We are all invited to join this event. Golden Water is a sustainable project that provides good and safe water for the children and community of Edanchavanadi village. On Wednesday, 3rd of October at Kalabumi at 7:30 p.m., community is invited to a Kalabumi fundraising concert 2012. This summer, the studio in Kalabumi was caught on fire and now needs to be repaired. Event lineup will feature only Oroville music bands and starts with Emergence, sooner or later, Svaha Blues Band and Anna Rock Band. Dosai, Tanto Pizza, cakes, drinks and tea will be there for everyone to enjoy. Over the past months, the staff of Kailash Clinic has been busy preparing for the new Oroville ambulance service. They are now in position to provide the community with a 24-hour ambulance service. The service includes the presence of a nurse or doctor on duty during transport to hospital. At present, it will make approximately 30 minutes for the ambulance to reach you within Orville once the call has been received. All efforts are being made to reduce delay in arrival and transport. They're asking us to save the following number, which will connect you with the ambulance dispatcher. And the new Orville ambulance number is 944-222-4680.
On Tuesday, 2nd of October, our dear Krishna Tiwari will turn 90. Anyone who would like to wish him happy birthday is welcome to come to the Tibetan Pavilion between 5:50 to 6:30 p.m. on that day. Kamala and Krishna will be present. Our Real Health Service offers help for our villains 65 and plus for grocery shopping within Auroville. If you have difficulties in making purchases and need assistance, you can contact Auroville Health Service by calling 262-2425 from Monday to Friday. They're asking us to call 2 days in advance. They can accompany you as a practical support, and minimum 2 seniors share the taxi, or they can do shopping for you. Auroville Health Service Seniors Helping Seniors team are Alice, Betty, Manfred, Paula, Rebecca, Rosalba, and Viramani. On Friday and Saturday at the Shri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, they will hold special puppet animation films program. Kalai from Bharat Nivas and Aurofilm have invited an award-winning Finnish film director, Katarina Lindqvist, on the occasion of her 20th anniversary retrospective of Czech-Finnish puppet animated films. In her program, Katarina was included an animated film by the great master of Czech animation, Jiří Trnka. She has been working in his renewed studio and her cameraman have been trained by Trnka himself. Saturday evening is particularly dedicated to children. So on Friday at 7:30 p.m. we can see Mirabala Kalehin, the Roma Tales puppet animation by Katarina Lindqvist, and then This Land Is Not My Land, the Roma music documentary, also by Katarina, which will be followed by a short break and interaction with the film director. Archangel Gabriel Pani Husa, it is set in medieval Venice and it adapts one of the stories of the Cameron by Boccaccio, and it's directed by Jiří Trnka. And on Saturday, also on 7:30 p.m., they will screen Faruza, the Iranian legend, puppet animation, Chamber Stork, puppet animation based on Franz Kafka story, followed again by short tea break and interaction with film director, and then resume at Reason and Happiness, a fairy tale dealing with the cardinal question of whether you can live without reason or without happiness. When Mr.'s Reason and Happiness make a bet, the one to decide their indispensability is the stupid swineheart Ludwig. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen documentary A Delicate Balance, made in 2008 by director Aaron Scheibner in Australia. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French drama Monsieur Lazare, made in Canada in 2011 by director Philippe Falardeau. On Saturday they will screen an international comedy drama Carnage, made in France in 2011 by director Roman Polanski. And at Cine Club on Sunday, they are starting with Akira Kurosawa Film Festival. Arguably, the most celebrated Japanese filmmaker of all time, Akira Kurosawa had a career that spanned from the Second World to early 90s and stands as a monument of artistic entertainment and personal achievement. His best-known films remain his samurai epics. This Sunday, we have a chance to see drama action adventure Seven Samurai, which was made in Japan in 1954. Oh Lord! If my understanding is limited, widen it. If my knowledge is obscure, enlighten it. If my heart is empty or adore, set it aflame. Wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org.
I'm a fan of Jerry.